Hi, everybody, and welcome to Unified, a podcast feed from First Church Belmont Unitarian Universalist. We'll be sharing sermons and stories, special thematic content made new every week. We're so glad you're here, and for more information about who we are and opportunities to grow and deepen, swing by the church on Sundays or check out our website at uubelmont.org. And for now, enjoy this new content. This is from Lost by David Wagoner. Stand still. The trees ahead and bushes beside you are not lost. Wherever you are is called here, and you must treat it as a powerful stranger, must ask permission to know it and be known. I so love this time of year. Except for this, albeit predictable, cold snap, we can remember together that delicious warmth just recently calling us out of our caves. Early season seeds planted with promise of kale and spinach, sugar snap and sweet peas. By far and away, my favorites are the surprises of color, the mighty kamikaze crocus. There's something so sweet to their early arrival, the bright colors bursting from the browns and grays, reminding us of the warmth and life to come. My daughter, Aaliyah, is forever stopping us on the way to school. Walking through our neighborhood, she wants to marvel at each little burst of color, checking on their progress and growth every time. And I'm reminded of the simple and powerful teachings of noticing, of slowing, seeing again the bursts of beauty, this world around me, and its repeating and replete mysterious beauty. Mystery is so much of why I love to garden. Seeing what winter's over and how, now 6 years into our little plot of land, we are still learning, still surprised to see what thrives and where. This year, I was elated and a little bit surprised to see a tree peony, which has finally established itself with two successive years of previous trees dead in the ground. Another corner of the yard has a dogwood, perhaps this year with blooms to come. This time of year, there is mystery to behold if we open to what is. I love that little bit from David Wagoner, "Stand still. The trees and bushes beside you are not lost." This is true this day and always. When we befriend the unknown, we are never lost. However challenging, however changing, however disorienting, however overwhelming this moment in your life may be, holds a doorway to a deepening and widening truth. This day, of course, is Palm Sunday. And next week, Easter. And as some of you know, Unitarian Universalism is a combination of two denominations, both of which have roots in Christianity. We have now a wide theological diversity. We have all sorts of folks who come from all sorts of paths. But for many of us, this time of year, there is a fascinating opportunity to look back on the faith of our childhood and to ask what is true for you now. Mystery is at the core of who we are as a faith, living into deepening questions, over and over, unfolding truth, seeking to answer the changing call of our lives, engaging with stories we have known our whole lives as well as ones that are brand new to us. There's a beautiful little book called In the Shelter by poet and Christian teacher Padraig O'Tooma. He has lived and led a beautiful, intentional community of spiritual seekers in Ireland, was pivotal in a reconciliation movement between Protestants and Catholics in the wake of so much violence, and I love how he talks about his faith. I love especially him telling a story early on of one of his favorite jobs. He writes, "The prayer time was simple. Groups of children would come from schools, and I would get to facilitate this time together. And I asked each youth to close their eyes and imagine themselves taking a walk. These were tough kids from the middle of Belfast. And I asked them to imagine a pleasant place of their own choosing, a time of their choosing, and at one point, they see a stranger coming toward them. And at closer inspection, they realize that it's Jesus. He greets them by their own name, and they engage in conversation. They told that they could ask anything they wanted and listen for a reply. And soon after it ended, and we let everyone spend some time sharing about their imagination and the images they had seen." O'Tooma continues, "One person said, 'Jesus and I went to feed the ducks.' Many of them," he says, "describe Jesus's clothes. They went from the unsurprising, he was a man with robes and brown hair, to the utterly surprising. One young person even said, 'Padraig, I was bored during your talk, so I used my own imagination to go where I wanted, and I decided to take a walk on the sea. And I was walking, I was climbing over waves, and then I saw Jesus coming toward me, and he was in a purple tutu and wearing a coconut bra.'" O'Tooma says, "Often the groups at the end of the day would draw pictures of their experiences on a poster and would hand it back to their nuns, the teachers. And this child went and said, 'I'm actually not good at drawing, so I'll just color shapes,' to which O'Tooma was deeply relieved." I love this image, and I've thought of it so much, especially with Easter on the way, in part because it represents to me a different experience of faith, an ongoing, surprising experience of faith. That image of Jesus will most likely grow and change throughout that child's life. Perhaps if we were to do that meditation, Jesus might appear to us in all sorts of different ways. More broadly, faith itself, this experience of meaning-making, of building community, of serving the world, changes and grows as we do. Perhaps you first came here with children on your hip. Enthusiastically, perhaps you came. Begrudgingly, perhaps you came. However you came, it changes over time. There is a brand new engagement once your kids are up and out, once life changes. Perhaps you came in the wake of trauma, seeking steady ground under your feet. Once steady, a whole new engagement opens. Perhaps you came with an opening, an inkling, a spiritual hunger or a burning desire to serve, to not sit idly by and watch as the world falls apart, but to do what you can to help. Perhaps you came with a desire to dig deeper into these questions you have held a long, long time. However you came, this path of mystery and questioning, this curious path is ongoing. I love the poem Sophia shared by Ada Limon earlier. It was commissioned and then etched into the side of a spaceship that was sent out to the far reaches of the universe. She writes, "Still, there are mysteries below our sky. We are creatures of constant awe, curious at beauty, at leaf and blossom. we too are made of wonders. This mystery is part of the world that has grown more loving, more just, and more beautiful, for we imagine the world as it could be. We imagine a truer, a deeper living. Another of the reasons I love the work of Padre Gotuma is that in addition to being a deeply, wonderfully Christian person, he also speaks so beautifully about his realization and embracing his identity as a gay man and as a Catholic gay man, even. He tells the story of a moment in a supermarket. He says, "What was I searching for?" This is before he had ever admitted to himself or anyone else that he was gay. He says, "These days, I think I was searching for the possibility of love. The possibility of being loved. Even a dream would have been nice. Once I was walking through the supermarket and the song came on the radio, Country Roads by John Denver. I'd learned that song climbing a mountain with my dad and some friends. One of them, a lovely woman named Brid, taught me the words on the way down the mountain, and I've not forgotten them since. Walking around the supermarket, I found myself thinking, I'd love to be in love so I could sing this song to my boyfriend." He continues, "It was a small conversion. It converted me because I was surprised about the ordinariness of the desire. This was not the gay agenda I had been taught about by those who invented an agenda to prove a point that they needed to prove. The gay agenda was trying to undermine love, they said, trying to undermine family, trying to undermine morality and subjectivity and truth and God and Jesus and Mary and Joseph. But here I was crying in the aisle of a supermarket because I had surprised myself by dreaming of the possibility of sharing love." He concludes, "Hello to the surprise of the ordinary. Hello to the aisle of a supermarket. Hello to the lovely question." Sometimes mystery opens like this. So many years of doubt and question and clarity comes crashing down. And so on this Palm Sunday, this is some of how I'm thinking about Jesus. This prophet pointing the way towards mystery and wonder. This teacher arriving again, ready to stir up memories and questions, ready to invite us into questioning and deeper, deep digging and deeper still. This, of course, is the root of both of the woven trunks of the tree of Unitarian Universalism. The early Unitarians, after the birth of the printing press, after the Bible was translated into language common folks could read, they read and they read and they saw no mention of the Trinity. The idea of this co-equal nature of God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit, they found no mention of it in the Bible. And at great danger and personal risk, they proposed a new path. They leaned into mystery and question, and a whole new way opened. And the Universalists, similarly, while so many religions were preaching about hellfire and damnation, telling people that they were sinners, deep down broken and depraved, dangling over the precipice of hell by a thin strand. In the face of that fear-mongering and hatred, they said that God was not like that. They said that the fundamental nature of God was love and that people are good deep down. And even Jesus himself on this day, on this Palm Sunday, striding into the teeth of forces that he knew wanted him silenced and destroyed, striding into town on the back of a donkey, standing up and speaking out of this new way stirring within him, we receive all of these teachings and this questioning and this bravery and this courage. And a little bit funny thing is that all of this openness, all of this questioning has also brought about a questioning of even those teachings. And of course, it should be so. It is only logical and beautiful that we are now here at First Church about a third atheist, a third agnostic, and a third theist. It's only logical and beautiful that these same questioning spirits which were alive in Jesus and the early Unitarians and Universalists have brought all of us to question the purpose of religion and the importance and the value of Jesus at all. And so for us here today, the question is, what new truth is stirring within you? What new path is opening? What new supermarket aisle truth is blossoming? You are not lost. Wherever you are is called here, and you must greet it as a powerful stranger. You must ask permission to know it and be known. Amen.